Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's talk to our buddy up in New York. It's the one and only Dr. Oz. Good morning, Dr. Oz.
Good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us. So a lot of people, you know, you're having to be locked in the house right now. You're trying to find different things to do to keep yourself from going crazy and keep your kids from going crazy. What advice do you have as far as things to keep yourself occupied without losing your mind? Because it's tough.
Well, you know, they just published a big paper from Wuhan, China, which is where this all started. And they had the largest quarantine in human history there, 60 million people. They had a 50% incidence of depression amongst people who are isolated. So the most important thing is don't be by yourself. Now, if sometimes you live by yourself, you don't have the option of bringing people in, but you can stay digitally connected. That's been helpful for some. But I'll tell you what I think is the most viable tool is stay in some rhythm, some routine, to develop a structure in your day, because oftentimes what gets you through life is you got to get up for work. You don't want to do it, but because you have to get up, you got something to do. Then you got to get in the shower. Then you got to drive to work. Then you got to talk to your friends that may not really be your friends, but they actually are. You never knew it. And so this whole structure in your life that you've adopted is adaptive. It helps you. And in this modern quarantine world, you don't have to get up because you're not going anywhere. You know, you don't shower. You don't get dressed. You don't put makeup on, whatever you need to do normally. Those routines fall away. Your exercise habits no longer exist.
So stay in a routine. Very important.
Critical. And I think if you look at human personalities, then we're all different in how we do it. But we need to have our routines, quirky as they may be. They crutch us so they can support us when we have weaknesses, like right now.
You know, it's funny, this past weekend, and I spent plenty of weekends just lounging around the house, not really thinking about it. Didn't do much over the weekend, but still a good weekend. This past weekend, the first in self-isolation, bored out of my mind. Like, not really, the same things are there. And what I found is that the thing that got off was my sleeping pattern. And so I was just taking random naps for no good reason, and that really threw me off. And I feel off this week because of it.
Well, sleep is the best example of the importance of circadian rhythm. And I tell people who have insomnia, wake up at the same time every morning, even if you're not rested, because it's the only way to train your body to sleep correctly. If you sleep too much, then it begets more sleep sometimes, because it throws your night patterns off. You don't get the deep, restful sleep you're supposed to. Interestingly, sleep is the single best thing you can do to avoid getting coronavirus preventively, because it enhances your immune system. The second thing that you need to do is daily activity. You got to break a sweat every day. It's also good for your immune system, but it happens to be a wonderful rhythm creator, because people who exercise sleep better. Then finally, if you don't sleep, you don't exercise correctly, you will eat more, because those two things actually reduce your eating. So then you put weight on. So we're going to find out a bunch of things. Here's my predictions. We're going to gain a lot of weight. We're going to make a lot of babies, and we're going to have a lot of depression. And normally, those three things don't go together.
No,
yeah,
not at all.
I know I told a friend the other day, I'm like, I found my third stomach. Like, I've got to stop. And I'm pretty healthy, but yeah, it's really easy to fall into those traps.
Well, it's the normal, plus you're stressed out, right? You turn on all the media that's telling you about all the things that are happening that are negative. But I got to say, I'm actually more excited now than I was a month ago even, when I was trying to figure out ways of getting out of this crisis. This new data that came out of France, using these two old drugs, repurposing them, a malaria drug and Z-Pak, basically. And it's a pilot study, small study, but they had dramatic improvement in the amount of virus coming out of people. China's study had a similar kind of data from a few weeks ago. So I think as we're doing these clinical trials in America, we're going to find that there might be some pretty straightforward solutions that dramatically change the color of this virus. and make it easier for us to go back to life.
Hey, we'll take any positive news right now we can at a time like this, you know. Dr. Oz, thank you so much for joining us. Always great information. You can catch Dr. Oz weekdays at noon right here on Fox 35 in Orlando. Thanks so much for your time, Dr. Oz.
God bless you both. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.